Kedushin Yerushalmi, Course 1 to Kedushin Bavli, Daf Samach Daled. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Chesmed base at the Mishnah at the top of the page. Kedashtiyas Biti Akatana, Kedashtiyah Vigyoshtiyah Kshi Katana, Vawi Katana, Neeman. If a man said, I accept the Kedushin for my daughter when she was a child, or I accept the Kedushin and then I later accepted a get for her when she was a child, if he's still a child, he's believed. Kedashtiyah But if he said, I accept the Kiddushin and later I accepted the get for her when she was a child, and she's now an adult, he is not believed. We have an addition over here. If he said, she was taken captive and I redeemed her, he's never believed. Misha Amar Bashas Misasa Yeshli Bonim, Neeman. Yeshli Achim, Enoi Neeman. If a dying man said that he has children, which means that his wife will be exempt from Yibum, then he is believed. If he said he had brothers, so his wife has to do Yibum, then he's not believed. If a person accepted Kedushin for one of his daughters without specifying which one, he certainly did not accept Kedushin for his adult daughters. If a person said, I accept the Kiddushin for my daughter, the children are included in this concern, but the adults are not included. If he said, my daughter became Mukudeshes, even the children are not included. If a person said, I accepted my daughter's get, only the children are included, but not the adults. If he said, though, my daughter became divorced, even the children are not included in this. If a person said, I accept the Kiddushin for her from someone who she may not marry, then he is believed. But if he said, I gave her over for marital relations to someone who she may not marry, he is not believed. If he said she was taken captive and I redeemed her, or she had relations with someone who she may not marry, he's never believed to disqualify her from marrying a kohen. The Mishnah is teaching that if a dying man said he has children, he's believed, and if he said he has brothers, he's not believed, even if he had said the opposite at an earlier time. Rav Amar Ba'achas Shebiyadu Legarish Neeman. Rav says, even if we assume the opposite until this point, he is believed to exempt her from Yibum because it's in his hands to exempt her from Yibum in another way by accepting a get for her. Milsa de Shmuel Amar came. We also see this from the teaching of Shmuel. Chad Parsa Min Damach Amulei Havel Leitzei Dahu Gava Gita Amulei V'lama V'gein Dahu Achuch Aliba Chad Damach Asa Uvda Komit Rabbi Shmuel Amar Ba'achas Shebiyadu Legarish Neeman. There was a Persian Jew on his deathbed, and he asked that he should give a get to his wife. They asked him, why, but is it because of your wretched brother? And the man answered that brother had already died. This case came before Rav Shmuel, and he said, because he can now divorce her, he is believed when he said that his brother died. Rav Yochanan Omer Eino Neeman. Rav Yochanan ruled, though, that he is not believed. Nachas Ula L'Tamon V'Amar V'Shem Rav Yochanan V'Chavon Aloi Hegei Atzmecha She'a Koyen. So Ulla went there and quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying that she's not believed, and the students of Shmuel gathered to question this ruling, but Ulla defended by saying that the man was a Kohen and he didn't have the option of divorcing her and then remarrying her if he would recover, and therefore he did not have a migu, and that's why he wasn't believed. Rav Amar HaMakadosh Beit Echad Le'asa Klum. Rav says, if you're Makadosh a woman in front of one witness, you haven't done anything at all. Heisiv Rosheshes asked a question, Baha Masnisa Pliga. Don't we have a Mishnah that rules differently? If she said that he was Makadish her and he denies it, he's permitted to marry her relatives, but she's prohibited to marry his relatives. Now, if there were no witnesses, they're certainly not married. And if there were two, why can't we just ask the witnesses what happened? And therefore, it would seem that there was a case of where there was one witness. Amrin, Hachin, Hava Uvda. Shimon Ba'aba Aifi Gitter V'Nasnu La Be'Eid Echad Asa Uvda Koyim Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Eid Echad Be'Eshes Ish Klum V'Bchiyah Ba'Asi Amar B'Shem Asi Ein Eid Echad Be'Eshes Ish Klum. There was such a case where Shimon Ba'aba brought a get and gave it in front of one witness. The case came before Rabbi Yochanan. He said that one witness doesn't do anything when it comes to the status of changing, that we want to change the status of a married woman. And this is also said by V'Bchiyah Ba'Asi as well, in the name of Asi, Rabbi Asi. Shmuel Omar Hamakash Beloy Shiduchim Leike Betoisim Kiddushin. Shmuel says if one was Makash a woman without Shiduchim, which means one didn't make a prior agreement before the marriage, then he receives lashes, but the Kiddushin is nevertheless valid. Ma'ukva b'shem Shmuel Omar Talas Hamakadosh b'lo Shiduchim Leike V'abala Usasa b'beis Chamiv Leike V'mevaze Shliach Beis Din Leike. Ma'ukva, quoting Shmuel, said a person receives lashes, malchus, for three things: if he betrothed a woman without Shiduchim, if he had relations with his betrothed wife in his father-in-law's house, and if one disgraced a messenger of Beis Din. So we come now to the next Mishnah. Mishresh l'shtei kitei bonois mishtei noshim. If a person had two groups of daughters from two different wives, va'oma, and he said kiddashti es biti agadela, he said, I accept the kiddushin for the old daughter. Ve'eni yodei im gadela shebagadelois, im gadela shebagatanois, im katana shebagadelois, shehi gadela min agadela shebagatanois, kulan asuois, divibimea, chutz min katana shebagatanois. He said he didn't know which old daughter was. He didn't know if it was the older of the older group, the older of the younger group, or the younger of the older group who's older than the older of the younger group. All of these are doubtfully married except for the younger of the younger group. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kula Mutaris Chutz Min HaGadola Shebagadolos. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says they all are Mutar except for the older of the older group. And now we found the opposite case in the Mishnah. Gidashi Es Biti HaKatana. If a man said, I accept the Kedushin for my young daughter, ve'eni yodei im katana shebagatanos, im katana shebagadolos, im gadola shebagatanos, shi katana min hakatana shebagadolos, kulon asuros divrei meya chutz min hagadola shebagadolos. If he didn't know if it was the younger of the younger group, the younger of the older group, or the older of the younger group who's actually younger than the younger of the older group, then all of them are doubtfully married except for the older of the older group. And here as well, Yosi Omer kulam mutaris chutz min hakatana shebagatanos. Yosi says no, all are permitted except the younger of the younger group. And the Gemara says, Rav Chama Amar Trei Min Trei. Rav Chama commented he has two groups of two daughters. Amar Yaakov Ba'acha Kagoin Ana De Isli Trei Min Trei. Rav Yaakov Ba'acha said, yes, just like me, this Mishnah, because I also have two pairs of daughters from two different wives. Masnizu P'shesh Lo Shtei Kitei Bonois Mishtei Noshim. Aber Ein Loi Ela Kas Achas Im Amar Gadoila Lo Kiddush Ela Gadoila Im Amar Katana Lo Kiddush Ela Katana. The Mishnah is referring here to when he had two pairs of daughters from two different wives. If they all were from one wife, if he said the older, he certainly means the oldest one, and if he said the younger, he certainly means the youngest one. Taman Taninan, we have a Mishnah in Maseches Nedarim. Ad lifnei haPesach, v'mei ha'omer ad sheyagia, v'yosi ha'omer ad sheyetzei. If a person made a neder that he wouldn't taste wine until lifnei Pesach, v'mei says that means he's asa until the arrival of Pesach, and v'yosi says it means until the end of Pesach. Rabbi Yirmiya bar kam Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Yirmiya asked a question to Rabbi Zeira. Mechal fashit said Rabbi Meir. Mechal fashit said Rabbi Yosi. Both the opinions of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi have been switched. Machlas hashit say Rabbi Yosi. Tamanhu ama ad sheyetzei kol rishuyos hagadolos. Ad sheyetzei kol rishuyos hakatanos v'acha ama hachein. What's the contradiction over here? That Rabbi Yosi said that he's asa until the end of Pesach, because a person will put himself into a situation of doubt, he intends to include all possibilities, but here, in our case, of the Kiddushin, he only meant one of the four daughters, and he wouldn't put himself into doubt about more than the minimum. So there's a contradiction in Rabbi Yosi. Amalei, so Rabbi Zeira answered him, Mishameis ben Azai uben Zoma bitlu ashakdonim, v'le amad chakad ad she'amad Yirmiya. When Ben Azai and Ben Zoma died, diligent people ceased to exist in the world until Yirmiya means you came along. And he was actually saying it critically. This is an old question that's already been resolved. Am Rabbi Abba Bore Debchia bar Vava, v'hu mekante lohin loikva kishisei harei oilam, loikva kishisei Rabbi Laza, koimi Rabbi Yochanan, mechal fashitze dubmeya, v'am alayim dubmeya, oime ad sheyetze Rabbi Yosi, oime ad sheyagia. Abba, the son of Rabbi Chia bar Vava, said, why are you being critical of great rabbis in this question? Did Rabbi Lazar not ask Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Meir's opinions have been switched? And Rabbi Yochanan answered that the correct text in the Mishnah in Adorim is that Rabbi Meir says until the end of Pesach, and Rabbi Yosi says until the arrival of Pesach, which means we're switching around the opinions in the Adorim between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi in order to fit into what we said over here. So you see, it was actually a very good question. Amalei, so Rabbi Zeira says to Rabbi Abba, Anan baye ad lifnei v'at ama ochein. He said, the Mishnah in Adorim said that Rabbi Meir says until the arrival of Pesach, and you just want to come and change the text? Rabbi Zeira said, the people of Nevos use the word lifnei when they wish to refer to the arrival of Pesach, and the dispute over here is the use of the word lifnei, and there's no need to change the text. Amar Avin, Hakom Moedim bePesach Shu Mutar, Ma Pligin bePrasa Pesach, Hahein Ama Ad Sheyetze, Vahein Ama Ad Sheyagia. Says Amar Avin, all agree that on Pesach itself he may drink wine, because he didn't intend to prevent himself from fulfilling the mitzvah of drinking the 4 cups of wine on Pesach. The dispute is over when he said Parasa Pesach, which means 15 days before Pesach, whether he meant until the end or until the arrival of that period of time called Paras HaPesach.